Thank you so very much. A delight to be with you. And certainly my prayer, and I'm confident yours, is that in my prophet during the next few minutes as we have in the conference thus far. Let's pray that will be the case. Loving Holy Father, we thank thee for the prospect of beholding our beloved Lord. In the meantime, we thank thee for the encouragement in the light of the judgment seat to live for him. Please, Father, may we know your presence in a very real way during these next few minutes. We pray in our Savior's precious name. Amen. I appreciate very much the invitation of the conference conveners to be with you and to speak on a subject that certainly is of interest, the ministry and the media. I must confess, of course, my bias is to the medium of radio, a ministry in which it has been my pleasure to be involved for better than 40 years. And I refer to the Family Bible Hour radio ministry, which will this very month conclude 45 years of broadcasting the message of life and love around the world. I realize that this is a ministry that God has called some to, and then there are a variety of ministries that I would like to at least point out this morning that possibly you are involved with. Possibly just a moment or two on the Family Bible Hour radio ministry as we solicit your prayers. Our brother Art Auld, who is with us, is a member of the U.S. Board of the Family Bible Hour. This is a ministry which began, as I have mentioned, some 45 years ago on the island of Newfoundland under the direction of our brother Donald Moffat. He began the work at that time, and the work that carried on from that point. Our brother Don went to be with the Lord at the beginning of this year. Currently, the broadcast is heard on 71 releases around the world weekly and in 19 languages. And they are the major languages of the world. We broadcast to the vast Middle East in Arabic. We broadcast to Russia via short wave covering the 11 time zones. And in the goodness of God, we broadcast from within Russia. Who would have thought that that would have happened just a few years ago? The thrilling thing is that we do that for $15 for 15 minutes. Now you can't buy time in your wonderful country for that price. And if you want to broadcast to the Middle East in the Arabic language, that's at a cost of 1,000 Canadian dollars for every 15 minutes. So there's a broad range of costs relative to radio broadcasting. We thank God that through these years during which the broadcast has been offered, that many assemblies have used it, some for short periods, others for prolonged periods, and God has blessed the outreach in their particular community. In addition to our 30-minute English program, which I suppose could best be described as having a magazine format, we have some talk, we have some discussion, we have some interviews, we have a message that normally goes 11 to 12 minutes, and then, of course, interspersed is top-quality conservative-type music. And God has blessed, and we thank him for that. In addition to the English program, we also have produced a number of spot programs, 60 seconds in length, game top quality, and we've developed these in packages of five so that we have a theme of, say, the family, and for about 40 seconds we talk about current family interests and concerns, then invite folks to write for a good book on the family and give them our name and address along with an 800 number. A number of assemblies have used this on a short period, for a short period of time. Our own assembly did recently We offered it three times per day for 30 days. So in addition to our other interest in radio, that was something that was somewhat terminal. And then in addition, we produced a 60-second Spanish program, which is aired from the, or heard from the satellite far above South America. And it covers the entire continent. We thank God for the miracle of radio in this respect. Our conference theme has been our culture and a changing, our culture is changing, and yet you and I have a message that is unchanging. Now I want to be finished by 12 or I lose my jacket. I want to stress the fact that in my presentation this morning, although I'll be talking about the media and various means of using the media for the proclamation of the gospel, I want to stress, brethren, we don't dilute the message of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. We preach it in all of its clarity and power to reach men and women who are lost and who desperately need our Savior. And so my assignment then is to consider with you the use of the media, not only radio, but some of the other media that are medium that are available to us. Once I can operate this switch. There we be. This is our theme, and I'd like to direct your thoughts just for a moment or two to the verse on the transparency, that which is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 20. Let's just read it. To the weak became I weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. And I see the various media available to us today as being used in that regard, that I might by all means save some. I've often wondered, what the great apostle would have done had he lived in our day. As far as he was concerned, he would travel many miles to take the gospel to those that he loved and for whom God had given a passion. But you and I have a variety of means of sharing the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Radio, as I have mentioned, being an interest of mine, gives an assembly the opportunity to go with the gospel. And whether that is a medium that is used locally or whether it's used around the world, as it's possible, we have an assembly right now wanting to take on the sponsorship of one of our foreign languages, so that an assembly here in all the comforts of America can take the gospel a half a global way. We thank God for radio. Thousands upon thousands of radios in your country and in mine. And through them, the message of life to tell lost and perishing men of the Savior will be used to share the gospel. And it's interesting where the gospel goes, where we least expect it. A few years ago, I was on my way to the Lord's Supper. Our broadcast at that hour came on at 9. I stopped at a convenience store for some cough drops, and the opening theme was just being played. So I turned to the clerk, and I said, do you listen to that program? He was embarrassed. He said, well, no, not really. He said, it's just on from the hockey game the night before, last night. By this time, my voice is on the air. I said, I'm sorry to know that you don't listen to it. I said, I produced that program, and that's me speaking now. He says, it is. He says, I've never met it. That's what you call a fast ship. Another occasion, again, at approximately the same hour, I pulled into an intersection to make a left turn. I noticed a big Cadillac coming toward me and recognized it as
the owner being the chairman of our local board of education, of which at that time I was an employee. So when we got to the center of the intersection, he turned on his window and I turned on mine. He said, "Hey, turn on your radio, you'll hear yourself." What did he tell me? He told me that although he never came to the chapel to hear the gospel message, he listened weekly to the message of life. When he lost his son in a tragic boating accident, called me the next morning. That man who had listened to the gospel the day before was in tears. The gospel reaches people where they are as it goes by means of radio, and we thank our God for the opportunity. Just recently, my wife and I were coming back from Dallas, and we had to go for ground transportation at the Toronto airport, and I was giving the clerk behind the counter our name, and with that, the driver of the Airbus walked up, and I'm talking to this fella behind the counter. He said, "That's the voice." I said, "What do you mean that's the voice?" He said, "That's the voice I listened to Sunday morning." Beloved, we never know who's going to listen, and we thank God for the result. We wish they were greater. But this morning, I'd like to consider with you various media that are available. In the area of telecommunications, well, we now have the fax machine. Bless it or curse it, but it's a means that you can use by putting a message on and transmitting it to your friends or others within the community. A number, of course, have used telephone for a number of years, and invited children or older ones too to dial a meditation. And they dial in, and by means of the answering machine, we can share the gospel with them. Other means are used, and we thank God for them. The internet. Now, I know again that much publicity has been given the internet because of pornography and other things that are included on the internet. I have a magazine in my bag which I intended to bring to the podium, but PC Novice in its September issue, you can tell my level of computerization and work. I buy the magazine for the novices. But the writer was telling of a minister who uses the internet, and he presents a message every week and is developing a large following. I have a good friend, Captain Glenn Parkinson, in the Canadian military based in Kingston. Glenn was telling me the other day, he said, "Arnett, every morning when I go on my computer, there's a verse of scripture for the day that a brother somewhere has sent him and a host of others." He said, "Some of us are involved in a Bible study, and it's most productive and most helpful." And so, the internet, something that is certainly remarkable and new. We can claim some of these things that Satan's using and use them for our God. Again, not diluting the message. Some of us have friends in the Toronto area who, along with Greg Paul and others, have a rock band. Now, I know what you likely think of rock music, and I feel the same way. But there are others that are using it. They might not be able to use the medium I use, and I certainly can't use theirs. But what they have done is they go into bars and they sing. And they sing the gospel. Out of that, there has come a building that formerly was the Central Gospel Hall in Toronto. The assembly has turned it over to these brethren. They call it the sanctuary. And men and women who are on drugs, prostitutes, street people, they come there and they get the gospel of life and love. And on Lord's Day afternoon, they meet and worship. God is working. And again, God hasn't called me to that art form and that means of sharing the gospel. But he's using these fellows, and to read their letters is a thrill when you learn what God is doing through them. And so, the art, a means of sharing the gospel. Television, an opportunity to share the message of life via the television sets and Possibly there are some here involved in that ministry. We thank God for it. A good form of reaching out to the lost. We'll maybe have a word or two to say about that in a moment or two. But certainly a costly ministry. Radio isn't cheap either, come to think of it. But it does have an added cost. And yet God is using it. We thank God for the local channels that some have taken advantage of. Somewhat limited, of course, in their airing capabilities, but nevertheless, a means of transmitting the gospel into the hearts and homes of people in the community. And then, other methods that have been used and are continuing to be used, signs on buses, within and without the buses, on which gospel verses or invitations to special events and meetings can be placed. Billboards. The Pentecostal folks in our city recently had a very attractive bulletin board, and what it cost them, I don't know, but they had them strategically located. And I'm confident that they got the message out to people of what they were doing and of the opportunity for us to save you. The print media, thank God for those that have put the gospel in printed form and sent it out and are sharing it. Let me share just one brief incident that I had and enjoyed relative to this little group of tracts published by Gospel Folio. I like this one particularly. I say thanks a million. We have a daughter and family in Kansas City, and we were, you know, every good grandfather should take his grandkids out for dinner, so that's what we were doing. And as we left, I gave the girl one of these along with my money. And she said, "You're the man." I said, "What do you mean I'm the man?" She said, "You gave me one of those 3 months ago." She said, "I showed it to my boss, and he liked it so much, he photocopied it and gave it to everybody on the staff." Thank God. Another young lady I'd given one to in a restaurant had left it on the table, and it was a long, narrow restaurant. We were now at the desk paying our bill, and she came running up to me, and I wondered, "Boy, what's wrong?" She said to me, "Thank you, sir. That's real neat. I like that." So, beloved, let me encourage you in the use of the print media and these others. But with the various media that are available, I would like to suggest to you that before using them, we want to consider them and make certain of our goal. What's the purpose of the outreach that God called us to? I know it's to save souls. Thank God it is. But brethren, it will be worth our while to sit down and think of what we want to accomplish. Well, we're just going to preach the gospel over the air in the sovereign spirit. We'll use it. That's true. But better if I go to the task with a God-given burden that that same spirit has given me, and he identifies the lost to the best of my ability, and I seek to reach them for him. Do I want to reach the lost? Is that the burden that God has given me? The burden of evangelization, the gospel preaching, to pour out his heart at the end of a microphone, that men and women might hear the message of life and turn believing to the Savior. Is that your burden? Or is the burden one of edification? Thank God that there are a number of men called of God, I believe, to edify the people of God via radio and television. And they are doing an excellent job. Where we personally have identified a need is the fact that many do not preach the gospel. Maybe an adjunct on the close of a message, but ours has primarily been, and I trust will continue to be, a means of evangelization. But there are the people of God who need to be encouraged. I remember a number of years ago, I did something I had never done before and haven't done it since. But I had a copy of The Lord's Supper by A.T. Gibbs. Now, I told the audience that I was reading this. And these were the writings, this is the writing of a godly man who appreciated the remembrance of the Lord. And I read it, and in first verse, I would say that Mr. Gibbs said so, and so I wasn't completely using his material and giving myself credit, quite the contrary. But you know, when I read that, I really felt burdened for believers who long to know the precious. Of course, our good friend Rob Lindstedt, many of you know, uses the airways for the presentation of prophetic truth, and certainly works in the gospel on the importance of living for Christ. So that might be a means or a goal that we have. Then it might be to soften folks for the gospel. I mentioned our spot announcement. And you can't do much in 40 seconds. Sit down and write yourself a 40-second gospel message plus appeal. It will take some work, I assure you. But we want to soften people so that when they hear the gospel and then they have an interest, we trust, born of the Spirit, that they will then communicate with us. And then to prompt personal contact. It might be that we want to use radio or television or the printed media or the boards on buses to invite folks to our chapel. Great objective, great goal. But beloved, don't go into radio, air a broadcast this morning, and expect you're going to have to build a new chapel next week to accommodate the crowd. I can assure you, it doesn't happen that way. But what happens is this, that God in His sovereignty takes that message to the inquiring heart, and in the quietness of his or her home or in the automobile, they hear the message of life that they would not have heard because they would never come to your chapel or mine. I see radio and these other methods that we have mentioned as being an outreach for the local assembly. And as I have said, whether that be within the context of the local assembly or whether it be many, many miles away, we can use it for God in this way. We want to not only consider our goals, but we want to consider the audience. We want to target the certain people and groups. So we want to think about the age. There are a number of, and I use radio as an example because it happens to be that with which I'm familiar. But we don't want to present a children's type of program with the objective of reaching the adults. Oh, a sovereign God can do it. But let us be exercised and burdened enough to have goal and then a target audience that we want to reach. And so if it's a teaching ministry, it will be a language, it will be a format of program that will be in keeping with that. We'll want to know, are we going to try to appeal to men and women? Or is this just a program for men or just a program for women? There are excellent programs of both types. The ethnicity, are we going to speak to people recently come to our countries and our shores or in large metropolitan areas where there are huge pockets of people from another language and culture? Or are we going to be in strictly in English? But let's be open to the leading of the Spirit of God. And then, confident of His leading, seek under Him to meet people of various languages and cultures, various social classes, and present the message of life to them with a faith and the confidence that God will hear and will use the medium for His glory. Might be that there are special interests that we want to cater to or present. And I've personally heard programs designed in that fashion. HCJB and some of the missionary companies or outreaches have excellent programs of this type. You may not necessarily find an outlet here in continental America, but then it will in other countries. So, having considered those things, our goals, our objectives, etc., then we want to consider the package. The package with which we're going to present it. It was McLuhan who said, the medium is the message. What did he mean? I think what he meant was simply this. We have two great medium. We have radio, we have television, and of course the host of others that we dealt with on that second transparency. But in television, the general public look at television as a means of entertainment. We want to make sure that if we go into television, true, we present the message in a well-packaged format, one that will appeal to people, never diluting the truth. If Christ died to save sinners, and sinners who never trust the Savior go to a burning lake. We make it abundantly clear, but trace that we must, and that is that television is an entertaining type of media. Take a look at some of the big televangelists, and a lot of that stuff is pure entertainment. I was going to say sanctified entertainment, but in some cases I'm not too sure. What is radio? Radio is looked upon by the general public as a means of selling something. Okay, we're not, I like the way Chuck Swindoll put it one time when I heard him speak, we're not the dollar for holler variety. We have a message to preach, and we're not after your dollar. We have a God who owns the cattle on a thousand hills and a wealth in every mine. And in the goodness of our God, He provides. He doesn't beg. And for the 45 years Family Bible Hour has been on the air, we can attest to the faithfulness of God. We have never written or sent out an appeal over the air. Oh, there have been some tough times, believe me. Sometimes the Lord just says to me, well, maybe you should cut back over and ditch it. And we did. We did this maybe 3 months ago. And we dropped 7 stations, and what broke my heart, one of those was beaming the gospel to Turkey. But then within a matter of 3 months, other folks came along with an exercise in another area. And so that's where we are today. Quickly then, God, beloved, is worthy of our best. In this chapel, over the air, in printed form, on the net, wherever it is, God is worthy of our best. He gave His best. We want to package the message for our target audience. We want, to the best of our ability, to have production values that will affect the response. You know, you don't want to come on the air with a corny, chintzy opening theme, and people have turned you off before you got started. You want the best. God's work deserves your best. And then, you want to use people with an appropriate gift mix. There are brethren in this company that have marketing skills. There are people in this company who have writing skills. There are people with graphic skills and technical skills. Well, you want to use all those. Don't try to be the one and only does it, and hope that when it all comes out to the other end, that quality is going to be. Then consider your motives. Our brother referred to this somewhat in his earlier message about the wickedness of our own hearts. And do we have the right reasons for being in a radio ministry or whatever it is? Self-aggrandizing. You know, they'll be able to say, well, Brother so-and-so is in a fantastic ministry. He's doing that himself. But faith, we're human. We like that. But oh, that God in His name would deliver us from it. Yes, brethren. That in turn, the objective might be the glory of God through the salvation of souls and the upbuilding of the body of Christ. And then, of course, there's competitiveness. You know? Brother Joe Blow over here, he's got a radio ministry, or he's got a writing ministry now. Never was very good at writing, but I think I'll give it a shot. Brother, forget it. We've lost before we've begun. And then there's gospel blimp syndrome. Remember that film a while ago? Guy didn't want to witness to his neighbors, so he bombed them with gospel papers. That's not the objective. I believe with all my heart that our effectiveness in the media and the presentation of the gospel will be in direct proportion to our burden and effectiveness in personal witness and ministry. And if we haven't got that burden to reach the guy next door, forget about using some of the media that might be used for this purpose. And then finally, consider your partner. Seek out interested and gifted partners. Don't be afraid to share the word. You know, I wouldn't be here this morning with these transparencies if it hadn't been for my colleague, Ron Hughes. He's the guy with the graphics board and a number of others. And has done such an excellent job. So you want to seek out interested and gifted partners to work with an existing media ministry. Now, of course, what we have in mind here is radio television. Somebody says, well, come on now. After all, God called you to do that work. Therefore, you should make all the decisions. No. There are people who specialize in this field. I remember one time we had been bumped off a station in our area, and we had an ideal time. It was 9 o'clock on a Sunday morning. Well, we just go to the competition. We did go to the competition. And he offered us the very interesting hour of 6 a.m. on a Sunday morning. So I talked to our agent and I said, Clarence, just got an hour at 6 o'clock on Sunday morning. He says, darn it, Peter. He said, the most dedicated brethren won't get up to listen to you at 6 o'clock. And you know what? He was right. Well, we took it. But we took it again with an objective. And over maybe 15 years, we are now at 8 o'clock in the morning. It took that time, that patience. There were times when I tried to work over the owner and manager of the station. He said, you're sure for this, man. I said, you want to bet I am. I got the best message on your station. And we deserve better time. And so, God in His goodness has done that. So, use the people who are skilled in the media, whether it's billboard advertising or whatever it is. Rely on them. You'll soon determine whether they're shooting you a line. But then, go with the suggestions and recommendations. Watch for your opportunities. And then initiate as God gives you the opportunity to serve Him. In the goodness of God, I believe that we can use some media to reach the lost, and by all means, that we might save some. The thought is to save those that are perishing. The love of that is exactly what happened. That the Spirit of God then would impress it upon my heart that men and women are desperately in need of the Spirit. We have the message. Thank God. Just before we hear the show, He's given us a host of means whereby we might share the gospel with the men and women of our society. May we use the media for the glory of our God, the salvation of the lost, and the upbuilding of the family.
Thank you, Hein. A lot of things. We take this away and we'll have a chance to review these.